Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. When you head to checkout, enter promo code WATCH and get free shipping for a limited time. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about the new Kingsley 1945 Type 3 California King. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk about the new Kingsley 1945 Type 3 California King. This watch was released a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, I'll say I've been a part of Kingsley 1945 for now 3 years. I've been a distributor for 3 years. I've seen the brand grow. I've seen the brand change. I've seen the brand evolve, and I'm absolutely blown away with the execution of this watch. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the premise. So a couple of years ago, you know, in the beginning, when I first joined Ramon Kingsley, who is the owner of Kingsley 1945 watches, when we entered a partnership, I didn't realize what a great brand this was going to turn into. Ramon, for years, wanted to design a watch. Back and forth, we would go on the phone, we'd talk, we would, you know, I would be like, I honestly didn't take it that seriously. I really didn't. I met Ramon. This is such a cool story, actually. So, you know, mind my blabbering on, but I feel like it's very important before I go into the California King. For those of you who don't know, I'm a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches. They're all hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by Ramon Kingsley, who is one of the most incredible visionary designers I've ever seen. He has taken his passion for vintage and watches and taken it to the next level. So, you know, years ago I met Ramon at, you know, through a mutual friend, and I remember within the first, you know, I don't know, hour maybe, he said to me, you know, one day we're going to do business together. And I kind of shrugged it off like, yeah, right. And, you know, from that point on, you know, as life does evolve and change and throws us curveballs, Ramon has always consistently called me to pick my brain, to, you know, shoot the shit, whatever. And I kind of, like, he would ask me about what I thought about certain things for his watches, logos and design and, you know, and I didn't take it too seriously, I'll be honest. I didn't really know Ramon that well. I didn't know what his capabilities are. I knew that he was a designer. I knew that he had a workshop. I knew that he was, you know, into designing pens. Ramon is you know, one of the head designers for Cross Pens. Cross Pens is the equivalent of Mont Blanc for the United States. And I just didn't know what his, like, how experienced he was. I didn't know if he was just complete renegade, because everybody wants to be in the watch industry. Everybody wants to be either a watchmaker or a designer or have something to do with the watch business, especially a guy. I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of people. And there are very few who can do it and do it well. And so when Ramon sent me his first prototype, I mean, I've seen a lot of brands come and go. I've seen a lot of brands rise and fall. I've worn a lot of different brands, small brands, big brands. You know, I'm passionate about watches. And I got the prototype. I fell in love. I asked to be a distributor. We worked out an agreement. I became a distributor. I've since then helped design some watches, you know, just verbally. And I've helped with shaping the foundation of the brand, and I got to tell you, the new Type 3 Cali King is an absolute masterpiece. Ramon nailed it. He's a very detail-oriented guy, and I honestly, I saw a picture of it one day on his Instagram, and it immediately caught my eye because, you know, the California Dial is one of those dials that's iconic, it's historic, it's important, it's got a lot of significance behind it. The California Dial was created originally for Panerai by Rolex in 1936 when Panerai was trying to develop a luminous material called radium, and there was no markings on the dial other than Roman numerals and Arabic numerals together, which is still till today when people see it, it's like you immediately, it's very arresting. You stop because it's not a language you're used to seeing on a dial. And so it was a very unique dial where it was Roman numerals, Arabic numerals, and there was no other markings on the dial. It was a black dial. It had a chapter ring around it for minutes, and it had blue hands. And it was in a cushion-shaped case that Rolex, you know, was basically a pocket watch that Rolex turned sideways, put lugs on it, then put a strap on it for Panerai. It was 47 millimeters. The new California King, or Cali King, as it's called, in the new Type 3 case, it's a 44 millimeter case. It's brushed steel. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's, we call it also the trench case. And, you know, big onion crown. The crown is significant of two things. A, we're a pilot's inspired brand. So, you know, at that time in the 40s, pilots would wear gloves and, you know, the glove would get in the way of winding a watch or setting a watch. So the onion crown was developed so that pilots could, you know, adjust the time and wind their watch. And so we paid homage to that. B, when you turn the watch sideways, it gives you the appearance of a pocket watch from the 1930s. So, you know, we're combining two things. We're combining aviation, history, heritage, style, design, all of those things, while at the same time injecting our own, you know, original design language, which is equally as iconic. You know, you've got a big onion crown that's been rounded and refined. And, you know, Ramon and I, we talked about crowns in the past, but, you know, he's done a phenomenal job. It sits, you know, rests perfectly in the middle of the case. It will not hit your skin if you're wearing it on a regular basis. I mean, it will definitely, you may brush up against it, but you won't feel anything. You know, I wore an IWC Big Pilot's watch for 4 or 5 years, and I swore I would never ever wear anything else. But hey, I'm a dude, and I like watches, and I have an addiction. So I've said that many times in my life. I'll never have another watch. This is the perfect watch for me. The IWC Big Pilot that I wore has given me almost like a dent or mark on my wrist, which, you know, I can still see, you know, 7-8 years later. And that's from the big crown, because the crown was so rough and it wasn't rounded. It wasn't, you know, it was just very, very rough. And so we basically took the best crowns, you know, as inspiration from the look of the IWC Big Pilot, the Zenith Pilot, GMT, a couple of other pilots' watches, and we paid homage to that and respect to that. But this crown is so well done, so well executed, so well designed, so well thought out, that it really makes the watch look, it looks like something you've seen before, but you haven't seen it because it's completely original. Ramon really worked hard at making sure that this was a crown that aesthetically looked good and performed well, and didn't get in the way and won't hurt you, more importantly. The Cali King's got this phenomenal onion-style crown that is an original crown. It's got incredible shoulders that are the lugs of the watch. It has it's a pretty thick case, and it's got this incredibly phenomenal California dial, which is, you know, Ramon's homage to the California dial. It's a black dial. It's almost like a black gray dial. It looks very vintage, and it's a sandwich dial, which means the numbers are inscribed into the dial, And you've got Roman numerals and you've got Arabic numerals paying homage like 1936. You've got the upside down triangle at the 12 o'clock. And then you've got, you know, the Roman numeral 1, 2. You've got an indice at the 3. You've got Arabic numeral 4, 5, a horizontal indice at the 6. You've got 7, Arabic numeral 7, 8, horizontal indice at the 9. And then you've got the Roman numerals 10 and 11. And the dial is very symmetric. This is like the most symmetric dial. You know, just the beautiful loom as well, and the contrast. And it's, you know, Kingsley's written in this very bold, but very like almost military styled original writing. And then 1930 is written. So Kingsley's written under the upside down triangle 12 in between Roman numeral 10 and in between Roman numeral 2. And then you've got 1930 written above, you know, like sort of in the middle of the, lower than the middle of the dial. And then you've got California written in script right above the 6 o'clock indice, horizontal indice. And it's just, you know, and then the blue hands, of course, make it just so incredible, adds that layer, that third layer, gives it that depth, gives it that refinement, you know, gives it the nod back to the early days, because back in the days, you had these blue hands. And then, you know, you've just got this phenomenal case, and crystal is tinted green, and, you know, the crystal has a little bit of a bubble, a slight bubble or a slight lift to it, and you know, the bezel is pushed down all the way at the base of the crystal, and it's polished. So you've got this incredible refinement of the bezel and sophistication, while you look at the side of the case, which is completely brushed and thick. And we used a really accurate quartz Swiss ETA movement in this watch. It's a prototype. We only made a couple. A mechanical version will come out. But what's amazing to me is the price point. The price point is stellar. It's $800 in steel, $850 for steel black PVD, $850 for a bronze finish, and then you've got $900 for a copper finish. And let me tell you, the finishes that are done, the PVD finishes that are done, whether it be black or whether it be bronze or whether it be copper, are the finest coatings I've ever seen on a watch, where the coating and the head of the watch are one. You don't feel like it's plated or coated. It's very, very high quality. It's of the highest, I'd say of the highest luster, and it's so great. It's not a fussy watch, but his attention to detail on this watch, it just blows my mind. The value proposition you're getting. You look at brands in the $1,000 range, and you see what you get. And they're basically very cookie cutter. They're very unoriginal. You know, they all look like you could buy them in a vending machine. There's nothing special about them. There's some out there that make great watches, and there are great brands out there. I'm not saying they're not, but what I'm saying is that in my 25 years of experience, I don't think I've seen a finer execution in a watch for this kind of money. I mean, this should easily be $3,000 to $5,000, if not more. Just when you look at the weight of it, the style of it, the design of it, the build of it. I mean, everything is quality from top to bottom on Kingsley 1945 watches. We have this incredible screw down back. I mean, there are companies out there hiring companies like Panerai who are making watches that are $5,000 that have a snap-on back. This has an incredible screw-down back. I mean, the weight is phenomenal. It's just everything when I look at it. I'm like, okay, I always wanted a Panerai 249 or 448. And honestly, yeah, I'm sure I'll get one day. But this more than like feeds my need for that dial. And the price point is phenomenal. And you know, when the mechanical one comes out, I'm sure it will be, God knows what kind of movement we'll have in it, whether it'll be a Swiss, you know, mechanical hand wound movement, or if it will be a Japanese movement. Whatever movement we decide to put in it will be great, a hand-wound movement. And I'm sure it'll be $400 or $500 more. But even if it's $400 or $500 more, it doesn't matter. I mean, even if we say $1,500 for this watch, it is a bargain with a hand-wound movement. And those of you who are on the fence about getting a watch, about buying something, you don't want to spend too much money, this is a great place to start. And this is, the bar will be set very high as well, because you're getting the highest quality. It comes on a phenomenal natural strap, a natural tan strap. On the 6 o'clock side, you have 24 millimeters vintage edition leather written. On the 6 o'clock side, that's on the 6 o'clock side. On the 12 o'clock side, you've got Kingsley, designed in Providence, USA. It looks very military issue. You know, the way it's stamped, the way it's, you know, just the way Ramon had it. And then you've got this buckle that's stainless steel. It's a bottle opener style buckle. It's thick. It's weighted. It's solid. And you'll feel like you're getting something that's bulletproof. So I would say start here, you know, and I actually got mine without a second hand. Even though the second hand is yellow, it matches the script yellow California written on the dial writing in yellow. It's got this Ferrari feel to it, too. It's kind of cool. But I opted to take the second hand off. And honestly, first of all, you know, to the human eye, you can't tell if it's quartz or if it's automatic or if it's mechanical, because there's no second hand on it. That was purposely done on my end. But even if I had a mechanical watch, because an automatic watch versus a quartz watch, I guarantee you I would take the second hand off. I just don't like second hands. I like as much symmetry as possible. I like a clean watch. I like a timeless watch. I like a watch that, you know, you can wear in any situation. And the new Kingsley 1945 Type 3 California King, the Cali King, is that piece that you can have forever. And it tells a story. It's so interesting when you look at it. It has so much depth. It glows incredibly well in the dark if it's exposed under enough light during the day. And all for under $1,000. I mean, I don't know what you're waiting for. Seriously. I will definitely have the link down below. You will definitely be able to contact me to order yours today. You can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can click the Kingsley 1945 official distributor tab. You can see the collection. You can see the new Kingsley 1945 Type 3 Cali King that we're talking about. You can see a nice picture of it. And then there's a contact button. You can contact me. Even this watch, you know, you place your order. You pay by PayPal or credit card. Once the funds clear, it will take, you know, usually on mechanical watches, it takes 2 to 3 weeks. I'd say within a week to 10 days. From the date of purchase, your watch will be hand assembled and shipped to you. So, you know, definitely contact me to order yours today. Look through the collection, decide what you like. Email me to ask me if we have stock, because we're running out of stock very quickly. This is very quickly going to become our best-selling watch of all time, I think, just because for the price point. You can also check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's free. You'll get, you know, tons of information. You can read it at your leisure. You get it every Sunday in your inbox. It costs you nothing. You gain so much. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.